Log Talk Radio.
And the lilies ain't worried about it, and the birds ain't chirping about it, and you've done more for me than you've done for the trees, so why would I doubt it? If the rocks on the mountain say, and the sky full of clouds complaining, who am I to be here complaining, only thinking about what I was changing? I'm just walking through it, knowing that you're with me.
Because you can't, but I know you're more concerned about
Jonathan Reynolds. We thank God for that. Hey, I am Louis Beasley, apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to have a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into the lesson. Hallelujah. Let's see here. Everybody's hearing me very well. We should get Pastor to start us off with a word of prayer for the week. Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio, are you available to give us a word of prayer?
Yes, Pastor, I'm available.
Okay.
Amen. Scripture I'd like to open up with is coming from Hebrews, the 13th chapter and verse 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For ye have said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for another day, Father God. We're thanking you, Father God, that we can come together and study the word together, Father God. And Lord, we're thankful for our teacher as he teaches this word today, Father God. We ask that you will use them mightily. Holy Ghost, have your way as he teaches this lesson today, Father God. Lord, we are thankful for those that are listening by internet and those who have called in. Father God, we bind up anything and everything that's not like you right now in the name of Jesus, for we come to worship you. For your word says to worship you in spirit and in truth. So Father God,
yes,
bless each and every one of us to have our hearts open to receive this word. Lord, we ask that you would be with all those that are sick and shut in, those who ask us to keep them in prayer, Father God. Your word says, by your stripes we are healed. Be with those, Father God, who are bereaved, Father God. Strengthen them and guide them and comfort their hearts, Father God. Be with those that are going through, Father God. We know you're a way maker out of no way, for your word tells us you'll never leave us nor forsake us. So we just have to lean and depend on you and trust you, Father God, that you will work it out, Father God. So, Lord, we're praying for those, and we're praying that they, like the word says, they will keep their mind stayed on thee, and you will keep them in perfect peace as they're going through. Lord, we're thankful for the word today. Open up our hearts right now to receive it, Lord. In the name of Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Bill. Listen, brother and sister, I want to apologize for on yesterday. on yesterday, we had some audio difficulties and things of that nature. So we do apologize for that. But we thought we would just go over some of that we wasn't able to cover on yesterday. And we kind of left off on Ephesians. I think it was, let's see what I did with that. It was Ephesians 1 and 9. But let me set the stage for everybody that may not know where we're at. We're talking about maintaining a proper perspective. And you have to maintain that. And what we are talking about is believing. You have to maintain that belief. That's what God expects us to maintain, that belief. And that belief is what the Word of God have decreed and declared unto us. We got to believe certain things, like for instance, you have to maintain the fact that Christ died for you. I don't care what happened. Christ died so you could live. Got to maintain that.
Yeah.
You got to maintain Ephesians, I said 1 and 7. But you got to maintain that belief. You got to, in the gospel, Ephesians 1:13 says, in whom ye also trust. After that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believe, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Got to maintain that. That you trust the Word of God above everything. You make the Word of God your final authority. So that's probably be our foundational scripture for this week. But still, you have to understand that, because Ephesians 1:19 says, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. It's about believing. Everything that you will ever do before God is going to be predicated on you believing, on you acting on that word. That has to be the proper perspective. Your perspective have to be on the Word of God. And that's what we was at on last week at the review. But we're going to kind of fast forward some things here and sort of just pick up the fact that you have to maintain that belief. You have to maintain that belief. One of the things we were talking about was Ephesians. I want to say it was 1 and 9. Was it, Pastor? Do you recall? Well, 1 and 7. I'm believing 1 and 7. So let's do 1 and 7, if you will. Mm-hmm. As Pastor, she'll read that.
Okay, Ephesians 1:7. From
yes.
The King James, in whom we have redemption according to the riches of his grace. Amen.
Yeah. You've been forgiven. You got to maintain that. If you haven't, prepare your heart. You got to speak it. That's what Mark 11:23-24 says. You got to speak it. And I'm challenging mm-hmm. somebody right now. I don't know where you've been or what's going on. Speak it again. Speak it back.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to live. You must not die. It will not be ashes to ashes and dust to dust with you. No, whatever you speak, it's going to happen. Because once
Amen.
God have decreed and declared a thing for your life, you got to live it. You have to live that.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to maintain that. How you do it? By doing what the Word of God says in every situation. So we were talking about things that we need to maintain. I'll tell you a scripture I want. I would love for us to maintain Ephesians 2. I know we got into but now and but Christ, and we'll go back to that, and we will revisit that. But in Ephesians 2, I think we did 10 through 13. Ephesians 2, verses 10 through 13. I'm going to ask the pastor, she'd be so kind to read it out of the Messenger or another translation. And I don't mind. Go ahead on and read it out of the King James Version. Ephesians 2:10. And we'll read through the 13th verse. It reads like this. For we are his workmanship. Now, remember, we're talking about maintaining now. Maintaining. Maybe I have to break that down a little bit. But we're talking about maintaining. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh, made by hand, that at that time you were without Christ, being alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, excuse me, and a stranger from the covenant of the promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometime were far off, made nigh by the blood of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. From the Message Bible, God does both the making and saving. He created each of us by Christ Jesus to join him in the work he does, the good work he has gotten ready for us to do. But don't take any of this for granted. It was only yesterday that you outsiders to God's ways had no idea of any of this, didn't know the first thing about the way God works, hadn't the faintest idea of Christ. You knew nothing of that rich history of God's covenant and promises in Israel, hadn't a clue about what God was doing in the world at large. Now, because of Christ dying that death, shedding that blood, you who were once out of it altogether are in on everything. Amen.
Yeah, you're a new creature. You need to maintain that. Don't settle for anything less than what the Word of God decree and declare. And I don't care how much you know.
Amen.
I don't care what scientists say. You maintain your belief in the Word of God. To maintain, is to keep in it. Existence stage, or whatever that is, when you first got it, you have to maintain. That's why people change their oils in their car. That's why they rotate the tires, because they want to maintain that same feel. I know people who maintain that same new smell in the car when they first get. They maintain that. I know people who watch it. Because they want to maintain that. I know people who wax. I mean, you'd be surprised what people do to maintain. So it requires some effort to maintain.
Yeah.
Because you want to preserve it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Conserve it. It's almost like a daily restoring. You restore that thing. You got to keep up with it. I tell you what, don't keep up with it and watch what happens. I don't care if it's nothing but your kitchen floor. Don't keep up with it. Don't keep those cabinets polished. Got to maintain that.
Mm-hmm.
You got to safeguard that. So that's the mindset you want to have with the Word of God. You want to maintain that mind. Keep that. You want to keep it in the best condition. That's what happens when you maintaining that. That's the perspective you want to keep. That has to become your viewpoint. Every day, you got to say, wait a minute, this is my perspective. This is my way of looking at it. The Word of God decree and declare that I'm this, I'm accepting it. And you maintain that. I guess that's why I like what Ephesians was saying. And when you really hear this, and we're going to make some of these maybe our foundational scriptures for the week. But now that we're in Christ now. We are in Christ. And you got to maintain that. It's the same thing you did before. You was confessing what the Word of God said. That's what you have to do now. You have to tell the enemy, you're not going to die. You're going to live. Because the Word of God said, whatever you say and not doubt, but believe what you say is going to come to pass, you're going to have it.
Amen.
We are God's workmanship. You got to maintain that. We're his masterpiece. When you look at yourself as though God, how God look at you. Look at yourself as though you were looking through the mirror and seeing what God did. Not the flesh, but the spirit. You are his workmanship. You've been created in Christ, man. Got to maintain that.
Yeah.
That masterpiece. Keep the dust off of it. You're God's masterpiece. People are going to come with you with all kind of corrupt sin, but you keep that. That doesn't change who you are because you've been created in Christ Jesus to you are new. You are new in Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
That's what
Thank
you are.
You,
so stop listening to all that negativity, what the enemy say you are, because he based it on your skin color. He based it on something you've done in the past. You need to serve notice on that, creep. Your past does not determine your future.
Come on now, say that.
You know, your past did a whole lot of things, but it does not determine who you are, because the scripture said, but now.
Mm.
But now.
Yeah.
In Christ Jesus. You're something totally different now. The enemy don't want to mess with you. See, not only that, but can I remind you of who you really are? We are ministers, brothers and sisters, for the new covenant.
Amen.
Over in 2 Corinthians, I want you to see this, so you don't think I'm just saying stuff off the top of my head. The sixth verse, 2 Corinthians 3 and 6, who also have made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life.
Amen, amen. Praise God. And from the Message Bible, Second Corinthians 3:6, only God can write such a letter. His letter authorizes us to carry out this new plan of action. The plan wasn't written out with ink on paper, with pages and pages of legal footnotes telling your spirit. It's written with spirit on spirit, his life on our lives. Amen.
Listen, brothers and sisters, Paul was not boasting. He was actually gave God the credit for all his for all of his accomplishment, because I know you read a couple of verses before, you'll see this, while the false teachers was boasting about their own power. I look at a lot of preachers today, they boasting about their church building, they this, they that, they got this, they got that, y'all need to come on over. Paul was expressing his humility before God. No one can claim to be without God's help. And this is what Paul was doing. He was expressing that he was happy that God had given us the responsibility. He had called us, his and hers, on the straight and narrow path. And he realized that it was the doings of the Holy Spirit, that it was no natural talent going on here, but it was Christ working in them. So it was not like the old, but the new. So he says, the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life, meaning they're trying to be saved by keeping a bunch of laws, rules, and regulations will end up dead, death. Can't make it no plain of that. Only by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ can a person receive eternal life through the Holy Spirit. No one but Jesus had ever fulfilled the law of perfectness. Only through Christ. That's why we have to be in Christ. And thus let me remind you, the whole world is condemned to death. As far as the law is concerned, the law makes people realize they're sinning, but it cannot give life. See, we were talking about knowing. People know a lot of things, but I hope you know that you can keep all the commandments you want to. You will not have eternal life, because that ain't how it's. That's why you have to maintain being in Christ. Because under the law, you're sentenced to death. But under the new covenant, which means the promise of agreement, eternal life comes from the Holy Spirit. See, it's the Spirit that gives life to all believers that are in Christ. Not the moral law, not the commandment. All it does is point out sin. And if you continue to do that, what would happen? But obeying God's new law, which is accepting Christ as your personal Savior. And I think it's over there in Romans 7 and 10 and Romans 8 and 2. It comes through the grace and mercy of Christ. That's how we get this, through the grace and mercy of Christ. So when I read Romans 8 and 2, or when I read Romans 7 and 10, I come to this truth to know. That's how I know. Because the truth that I'm operating on is what I can believe. But I have to maintain that, because I know what God requires. And if you be honest, you don't have enough knowledge to have eternal life. And that's what this is really about, brothers and sisters, about your eternal life. Because you will leave here, and you may not even care. It may not even make you any difference where you're going to spend eternal life. But if it does, then you're going to have to believe according to the scripture, and you're going to have to maintain that. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay, you have come to that part where if you have any questions, you know, you can ask them at this time. We got somebody here. They didn't want us to know their numbers, so they came in. Okay, you're on.
Yeah, hi, God bless. I wanted to see if I could get a prayer for Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, yeah. We'll pray for Oprah. Anything in particular?
Well, she has a solid gold toilet at her house, and it got clogged up, and I was just hoping you could pray that it gets unclogged.
Okay. All right. You're such a concerned individual. I thank God for you. We're going to pray for you as well. Hallelujah. Thank you. Pastor, are you led to pray?
Yes, Pastor. Yes.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we know you know all things, Father God. And we're praying for our brother who called in with concerns for others, Father God. Pray that you will bless him as well, Father God. And bless Oprah Winfrey, whatever she's going through, Father God, right now, Lord. Lord, just bless our brother right now as he grows stronger in the Lord. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Anyone else have anything you'd like to say about the lesson or any questions or anything along those lines? So I'm excited
Pastor,
what God is going to do this week. Oh, go ahead, Pastor. That's you?
Yes, that's me, Pastor. I just wanted to read 2 Corinthians and verse 6 from the New Living Translation. And it says, six. He has enabled us to be ministers of his new covenant. This is a covenant not of written law, but of the Spirit. The old written covenant ends in death, but under the new covenant, the Spirit gives life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yeah. See, we want to operate under the new. Have nothing to do with the old law. And let me tell you, too, Christ is the end of the law. He ended it.
Mm-hmm.
It's ended. I wish people take that word there, too. It's ended. When you get through playing that game, it's over. You ended it. I watched this weekend a lot of people, I know they wanted to make some other decisions, but they had a lot of games ended this weekend with with the last second shot. That's what I should say. I was going to say with 3 points, but a bunch of them were 3-pointers. But anyway, it was the last. So when they made that shot, it was over. The orange, red light went on over the back. It's ended. It's over. You can't play no more now.
Yeah.
So when I think about this word ended, it's over. Christ ended that old stuff. And we need to maintain the new. Stop trying to live in the Old Testament by the letter, by the commandment. No. Sorry. You may not like that. I may not fit in your box. But that's not how we're living now. I mean, you're trying to play 1960 ball in the year 2023. It won't work. It won't work.
Amen.
I'm sorry. You're in a whole different arena now. That's old. That's past. Mm-hmm. You know, Christ ended.
Yeah.
And I'm at the mindset that we need to start really preaching that. How important it is. And then keep one another sharp at it. Hey, now, wait a minute, Rev.
Yeah.
You know, you said Christ is the end of the law, but the law of the Spirit of life that is in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. I'm free from that. I'm free from that. You can't play that game no more. It's over. So why are people still trying to do that?
Mm-hmm.
It won't fit in the box, man. I'm sorry. It won't fit in the box. But anyone else? Anyone else? Hallelujah. Okay. Well, we'll see y'all on tomorrow for the word at noon.
Amen.